Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are y'all today? Everybody good? Okay, so we continue with the Diamond Sutra. Let me share the one note. Okay, so we stopped here last week. We continue from here. 须菩提白佛言 世尊佛得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提 为无所得也 Yeah, so Venerable Shubhuti further asked the Buddha, addressed the Buddha and asked, when the Buddha attained the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, Aniyatulo Samyao Samputi is none other than the Anuttara Sammasambuddhi, yeah, or in Sanskrit is Anuttara Samyaksambuddhi. So asking the Buddha, when the Buddha attained perfect enlightenment, is it also nothing being attained? And then the Buddha replied, so let's take a look at my teacher's explanation. 这是第六颗正觉圆满圆成. Yeah, so this is the number six section. 正觉圆成. So the completion of the complete attainment or completion attainment of the perfect enlightenment. Yeah. So let me get my pen. So perfect enlightenment. The complete accomplishment. So this is a section on the Buddha's perfect, the complete accomplishment of the perfect enlightenment. So 说法身佛，也就是圆满报身佛，成就了无上菩提这件事。 So here, addressing the matter of the Dhammakaya Buddha attaining the unsurpassed enlightenment or awakening, 也就是圆满报身佛, is none other than the complete, the perfect retributive Buddha, body Buddha. So 须菩提白佛言 世尊佛得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提 无所为无所得也 Yeah, so this is the verse in bold earlier. Venerable Shubhuti addressing the Buddha. 须菩提提出问题问佛 Yeah, so the Buddha is asked this question by Venerable Shubhuti. Venerable Shubhuti asked the Buddha this question. 释迦牟尼佛经过三大阿僧祇劫的修行，成就无上正等正觉。So Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. Oh, this is referring to Shakyamuni. So referring to the Shakyamuni Buddha, Having practice for three Asaṅkhya Kalpa, or three great Asaṅkhya Kalpa. Remember the three time period, or the first time period, which is the accumulation period, or the resource period, where the Bodhisattva would practice. And let me admit some of them. So the first Asaṅkhya Kalpa, practicing as a Bodhisattva, unenlightened but accumulating merits, then starting on the perfections. Then from that into the second Asaṅkhya Kalpa, first stage up to seventh stage, then 8, 9, 10, the last stage. Then 10th stage, Dandriya Pusa, equivalent wisdom Bodhisattva. So, or equivalent awakening. Then beyond that, then further practice, then attain Buddhahood. So the Buddha went through all that, the three Asaṅkhya Kalpa. So now, and then attain the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. Yeah. So, 前面曾说, so the earlier section ever said, 如来所得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，于世中无时无虚. So the earlier section ever said that the Buddha attaining the unsurpassed perfect awakening or enlightenment, within that, that's is beyond being real or unreal. Yeah. So 虽然成就了无上菩提，但是佛本身 观察无上菩提是自性空. So although the Buddha attained the unsurpassed awakening, but the Buddha himself, when he observed this awakening, he see that it is empty in nature. Yeah, 自性空. He observed that it is empty in nature. So we often shorten this to say that something is empty. Yeah. So when we say it's empty, it should mean empty in nature. That its nature, it doesn't have any self nature, no inherent nature. So 无有self法可得, and there's nothing substantial that you can actually obtain, that you can actually find. Nothing substantial about that entity. In this case, the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. 就是没有菩提可得吗? So does it mean that there's no awakening to be obtained? So 前边是简单的说无所得，在这一段就说得详细了. So the earlier section just mentioned in brief, yeah, about how even the unsurpassed perfect awakening is also empty in nature and so on. Yeah, but just in brief, over here it says in more detail. So the Buddha replied, 如是如是, it is so, it is so. Yeah. So Sakya Muni Buddha replies, yes, yeah, this is the case. 佛是得无上菩提, the Buddha did attain the unsurpassed awakening. 但在他内心是无所得的, but within his heart, within his mind, as far as he's concerned, that is still not something substantial that you can actually attain. 这是应可, so this is affirmation. 下面说出来道理. So the Buddha first affirmed, yeah, his question, and then reply in detail below. 须菩提，我与阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，乃至无有所法可得。So 我是释迦牟尼佛自称。 So the 我 over here, it refers to Sakyamuni Buddha. So he is referring to himself. 我对于所成就的无上菩提, 有无量的智慧三昧。 无量福德, 无量陀罗尼, 无量无边的道力. So As far as the all the qualities that has been attained, starting from the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, then innumerable wisdom, samadhi, wulang fuda, innumerable merits, wulang tolani, innumerable dharani, wulang ubian innumerable and boundless, or immeasurable rather, immeasurable and boundless. This should be referring to the spiritual power. Dao li, maybe more like the cultivation power. Then next, Wu Liang Wu Bian de Shen Tong Da Zi Zai de Jing Jie, the Wu Liang Gong De, and also the immeasurable, boundless state that is within that of the psychic spiritual power that has mastery or 大自在的境界, the state that is where the Buddha has mastery over. So within all this, there are immeasurable merits, the 无量功德. So all this, the Buddha practiced for so long, then attain all this. But 在心里明了，每一法都是因缘有，毕竟空，毕竟空中无有少法可得. So although the Buddha practiced and attained all this, but within his mind, he's very clear, 明了. He clearly knows, and understand that 每一法都是因缘有, that all these phenomena, all this dharma are dependent arising. That it depends on conditions to arise and exist. 毕竟空, that it is they are all empty in nature. 毕竟空中无有少法可得, that within the ultimate emptiness, there's nothing substantial that you can actually point to and say, oh, this is this, that is that. That all these are also dependent on conditions arising and then empty in nature. 四名阿耨多罗三藐三菩提, is named the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. 这就是佛所成就的无上菩提的境界. So this is the state that which the Buddha has attained. 这样解释呢，就是如来者即诸法如意。So this way of explanation, what is it? Is basically the verse. This is the verse. 如来者即诸法如意。So 如来，Tathagata。即诸法如意。Tathagata referring to the Buddha, is basically, so here is basically saying what? The Buddha is equivalent to the ultimate reality of all phenomena. 只诸法如说, so this 诸法如, in simply translated as ultimate reality. So the reality of all phenomena. So 诸法如, 成佛不成佛, 都是这样子. So ultimate reality, the way things are. 成佛不成佛都是这样子. Whether someone attained Buddha hood or not, it is still like that. 我们没成佛的人, 色受想行识也有如. So for those of us who are not Buddha, who has not attained Buddhahood, the five aggregates, 色受想行识, form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. So this is the five aggregates. So the five aggregates, within it is also ultimate reality. It's also ultimate reality. 乃至异色异香都有如，yeah, up to even each every form and every smell, it also has the suchness, which is ultimate reality. So, 前面说无所得就是诸法如。So the earlier section when it says, 无所得 the insubstantiality, that is ultimate reality. Yeah. 佛有法身、报身、应化身三身，so the Buddha has the Dhammakaya, the retributive Buddha body, the Dhamma body, the retributive body, and the transformative body. Now these three kind of body, 法身就是诸法如，so the Dhamma body is basically ultimate reality. So if you remember earlier, I mentioned, at the later stage, we tend to think of the Dhamma body as though it's really another separate physical body that the Buddha has, or some transcendental special body. But here, my teacher explicitly point out, yeah, the Dhamma body is basically referring to the ultimate reality. Yeah. So if you want to see the Buddha giving teachings, you learn the Dhamma, you practice, and then if you can see ultimate reality, then instantly you see Buddha giving teachings. And if you come and ask me, "Hey, Sifu, I still cannot see," eh? That means you haven't seen ultimate reality. Why? Why is that the case? Because if you are actually literally looking for the Buddha giving teachings, that means you haven't seen ultimate reality, and that's why you don't understand the statement. Yeah, it's not literally Buddha sitting around. Yeah, you go to the toilet, then you say, then the Buddha, you think, "Oh, Sifu say all phenomena has ultimate reality." So I go to the toilet, the Buddha sitting down there giving me teachings. Huh? No, it's that all phenomena, yeah, has the ultimate reality. Yeah, because ultimate reality is the reality of all phenomena. So, of course, all phenomena has ultimate reality. So, 佛次须菩提是法平等无有高下。So the Buddha further addressed Venerable Subhuti. 佛次须菩提further Subhuti. So notice the Buddha addressed Venerable Subhuti as just by his name. Simply by his name. Today I was having this interesting chat with a student. He sent me a screenshot, I guess you can say it's a screenshot. It's a screenshot of a PDF book. So this book is by two venerable, one from the Chinese Zen tradition, another one from the Theravadan Thai tradition, Western from the Western order. So he sent me the article and then asked me what I think. Yeah. So when I reach, it's just two or three paragraphs. So I just quickly read through it. And my first thought was, how come this author, this person who write this article or book, how come this person refer to Master Ying Shun by his name? Yeah, in this later I found out that it's actually a book. Yeah, when I first saw the screenshot, I didn't know who the author is, and I don't know whether it's a book or an article. But the first thing that caught me was, how come this person refer to Master Ying Shun Zhang Lao, yeah, by his name? And further, makes reference saying that, oh, he remember studying under Ying Shun, referring to Master Ying Shun by his name, that he remember studying under him when he was a young monk in the Buddhist college. So, yeah, this reminds me of that. So I told that student, I said, well, first thing, Why is he referring to this to the master Ying Shun by his name, but referring to the co-author by the full title? Yeah. Ajahn something. I don't say who. So I said, by right, let's say it's Ajahn XYZ. If he wants to be, if he's consistent, he should refer to Master Yin Shun as Yin Shun and refer to Ajahn XYZ as XYZ. How come he refer to Ajahn XYZ as Ajahn XYZ, but Master Yin Shun refer as I have discrimination. Yeah. They all feel like, why is Sifu? You teach Diamond Sutra. Why are you still so attached to all these labels? Yeah. Whether you put Master Yin Shun or Yin Shun, doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Those who say doesn't matter, see me on Sunday, okay? I give you a slap, then you see whether it matter or So the student was quite cute. His initial reply was, "Oh, I didn't know that. Now we end up discussing about formalities." Because his point was not about that. His point was the article actually wrote saying that, "Oh, he recalled that." Master Yin Shun, I'm going to just put say Master Yin Shun. I'm not used to referring to some other venerable, no matter whether it's a junior or senior. I'm not used to referring to another monk that way. So he says that Master Yin Shun taught him or taught them that the Buddha is just a human, is a human, not a god. Then I'm like, yeah, the Buddha never claimed to be God. Which part of Buddha do you not understand? Buddha literally means awakened. Like, if you say that Buddha is God, that's putting him down. So then the worst thing is, then he's at what in one of the paragraph he writes, we human are imperfect. The Buddha was imperfect too. Was like, huh? Oh. Don't know, man. Yeah. How should we be concerned about this? Yeah. I don't know. Over here, the Buddha say attainment is also empty in nature. Huh? Can or not? We have to be careful, when we make such statement. When we make such statement, it's actually not a good representation of the Buddha Dhamma. And I feel that this writer, or rather, I feel that the way the paragraph was written is consciously, unconsciously, a bit deceitful, because it first talk about having learned from Master Yin Shun and what Master Yin Shun taught. Then in between there's this statement. Then after that, followed by another statement by Master Yin Shun. It leads people to think that Master Yin Shun actually make the statement that Buddha is imperfect. But actually, this is his own thoughts. Nothing to do with Master Yin Shun. Yeah. Yin Shun Zhang Lao. Well, maybe I haven't read enough. But in his Miao Yan Ji, he don't say that释迦M牟尼佛is imperfect. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so when you look at the sutra, you can see some level of decorum as well. The Buddha will refer to the disciple by the name, and then the disciples will refer to the Buddha as Sijun, yeah, or Rulai. So even in the Pali Canon, You see, the disciples refer to the Buddha in a certain way. Even the ascetics from other schools, they refer to Buddha as Master Gotama. Yeah. In some cases, where the person who come and see the Buddha, basically 冲着他来了, yeah, basically come to pick a fight. Then you see the way they address him, Gotama, directly just called it. Yeah, that's not so good. So anyway, okay, I digress. I'm master of digression. So, 扶持须菩提，四法平等，无有高下。 So, 诸法如在一切众生一切法中是平等。 So, ultimate reality, within all sentient beings, within all phenomena, is equal. Yeah, it's not that. Oh, your ultimate reality is more reality than my ultimate reality. Not like animal farm. Some all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. No. So 没有高下的差别. There's no superiority or inferiority. No up, no higher or no lower, and no lower. 比如, 说生死流转的众生就是下，得生道的众生就是高。 Yeah. So for example, we may say that unenlightened sentient beings is lower. Yeah. Compared to what? Compared to those who have attained enlightenment. Yeah. Those sentient beings that has attained enlightenment versus those who are unenlightened. The enlightened sentient beings are higher. Yeah, we can say that. So, 在诸法如上看，没有高下的差别. But as far as ultimate reality is concerned, there's no superiority or inferiority. All are empty in nature. Yeah. 这是一个解释. So this is one explanation. 另一个解释, another explanation. 三大阿僧祇劫圆满无上菩提的人, 他们的功德都是平等的. Yeah, so another explanation is, yeah, those who have attained to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, who has cultivated for three asaṅkhya kalpas, 他们的功德都是平等的. Their merits, yeah, their qualities are equivalent. 佛与佛都是没有高下. Between Buddhas and Buddhas, yeah, there's no one Buddha. Oh, I'm bigger. I'm more powerful. Yeah, Buddha and Buddha all equal. Yeah. So 没有差别 and no distinction actually. 佛佛道同. So Buddha and Buddha, yeah, the path is the same. Yeah, 就是 法平等就是四法平等, sorry. 就是四法平等无有高下. So this is explaining that this said Dharma or this said phenomena they are all equal. There's no higher or lower. But from sentient beings' point of view, oh, there's higher and lower. Yeah. For us, we see higher, lower. For us, we see this one has more value, that one less value. This one has more nicer looking, that one less nicer looking. So nicer looking, I like. I see 3 more seconds. That one not so nice to see, I don't want to see. Oh, yeah. This one, the voice quite pleasant. Huh? Oh, very soothing. Yeah. Oh, I like to listen to this person's voice. Oh, very nice. Yeah. This person. This person,
hello.
Then we go to office. Then one person greet us. Oh, hello, good morning. Oh, good morning. Oh, very nice. Then another person.
Hi, good morning.
But then we feel, so disgusting. Maybe do you all feel that way? Don't say no. Inside maybe yes, but outside no. Outside, yes or no? Outside depends. The one say, good morning, maybe receptionist. Then you bo hiu. Huh? Not you, lah, not you. Maybe some people. Then the boss, hey, heng sui sui, the boss, the boys, I want.
Ah, you are hello.
Then you also feel bo pia also, ah, hello, good morning, good morning. This is our discrimination. Yeah. So, unenlightened beings, we see, we discriminate the differences. Worst thing, we hold on to the differences as being real. And then we make decisions based on this distinction. Yeah. Based on our likes and dislikes, based on our greed, hatred, and delusion. So, 这样说，这就是指佛的圆满报身化身。 Yeah. So in this way, then it's referring to what? To the Buddha's should be yuanman, complete retributive body and the transformative body. 此佛的报身化身与彼佛的报身化身都是平等无差别。 So the retributive body of one Buddha and the retributive body and transformative body of one Buddha versus the next Buddha, they are equal and no distinction. Yeah, no distinction. Right? How? Okay. Can you understand? Now, you all have any question? No question. Then I ask you all. Huh? You all agree, right? So now I ask you, then how come when we see the Buddha, some Buddha carry the arms bow, some Buddha some Buddha look like this, some Buddha look like that? I thought it's supposed to be the same. Then how come look different? You all said, you all agree, ma? So you all must give the answer. Why? How come here my teacher says all the same? Then but yet when they draw it out or carve it out, that looks different. Try, Wiki, try.
Possible. Our thought is that this is just the imagination of the human. 凡夫想出来说他们画的.
Imagination.
I mean, because Buddhas can manifest in different form to teach different people. Yeah. So I mean, the form is actually just something that is based on condition they manifest to teach, and so it's also empty. Yeah, it's not permanent. Yeah, so that's why there are so many different forms, but it's still formless, right?
Very good. Give him a round of applause. So I have to agree on the second part, which is actually the Buddhas, they can manifest in different forms. And the distinction between the Buddha sculpture and painting or drawing is mainly for us. Yeah. It's for us to say, oh, this one is Shakyamuni Buddha. That one is Amitabha Buddha. Oh, this one is Maitreya Buddha. This one is another Buddha. That one, another Buddha. It's meant for us to make a distinction. But actually, there is still some distinction. For example, the Buddha, our historical Buddha is said to be quite tall. maybe 1.9, 2 meter tall. Yeah, according to some calculation. I mean, from the description, the hand itself, yeah, from length to length, is don't know, quite long. So then there are certain proportion that is being described. So in one of the texts, it says that in future, when Maitreya Buddha arrives in this world, the human life is 84,000 years. Yeah, 84,000 years. And then the human size is much taller. Much taller, right? It says that Venerable Anuruddha, is it? I think it's Venerable Anuruddha. Or is it? No. Venerable, which Venerable? Is it Venerable Mahakashapa or Venerable Anuruddha? Can you all remember? Suddenly I can't remember. There's this Venerable who is entrusted to pass the ropes to the next Buddha. Is it Venerable Anuruddha? You all give your homework, go and check. So it says that there's this Arahant who oftentimes uses his psychic power. So the Buddha, in a way, punish him. Okay, you are not allowed to enter Parinibbana. You stay until the next Buddha. Yeah, something like that. And then it's described that in due time, when Maitreya Bodhisattva arrives in the world, this Arahant, when he appeared, the other disciples will look at him and like, how come so small? Yeah, then that Arahant will use his psychic power to become big again. Yeah, so physical dimensions, according to that particular sutra or that teaching, yeah, there's a distinction also. Oh, yeah, but still we say Buddha and Buddha, there's no distinction. No. The transformative Buddha body that we see is to suit us. Even that is to suit us. Yeah. important thing is that the quality that they have attained is actually equivalent. No. So, 以无我、无人、无众生、无寿者，修一切善法，则得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。 So this is the next section. 这一段是说，佛并不是自然的就成佛了。So, so this section is saying that the Buddha didn't just automatically, naturally attain Buddhahood. Buddhahood is not attained just naturally or automatically. Yeah? So, 而是要经过长时期的修行才成就. But the Buddha, Buddhahood is attained through long durations of cultivation. 每一成佛的人虽然也有诸法如, 但是在我们的诸法如上, 有各式各样的烦恼、业障、苦恼. Yeah. So, for those of us who have not attained Buddhahood, what about us? 虽然也有诸法如, although there is also ultimate reality within us. Yeah. Because all phenomena has ultimate reality, right? So, 但是在我们的诸法如上, so but on top of our ultimate reality, there's all kinds of what? 有各式各样的烦恼, all kinds of defilements. 业障, coming obstacle. 苦恼, kind of sorrow. Yeah. So, suffering. So, 破业苦在诸法如, 这地方就是有这样的境界. So, this is a very rather crucial verse within the Buddhist tradition. 破业苦, 破业苦. So what is 破业苦? 破业苦 is basically referring to three, we can say that they are all talking about suffering. Yeah, we can also say that they are all talking about defilements. defilements being active at different stages. So at the first stage, it is the active stage, or it is the stage where it is present. Huo, yi huo. So huo can also refer to defilements. So from this huo, referring to defilements, with defilements in our mind, then we go and act. We do stupid things. We do unwholesome acts. And then we plant the seeds for future suffering. And then we, in due time, we experience the result, and then we have khu. So from in our mind, there's defilements, then we act on the defilements, and then we experience suffering in due time. So all these three stages are possible times for us to practice. But if we don't learn Dhamma and we don't practice, then these three periods are periods where we suffer. When there's defilements arising in us, we are suffering. We're not in control. And then when it reaches a certain point of lack of control, then we act. We do stupid things. Then we cause suffering to others, and then we bring our suffering to ourselves. And in due time, when it ripens, then we suffer again. 或业苦在诸法如这地方. So within the suchness or the ultimate reality, we say that there's ultimate reality in all phenomena. But how about this defilements, karma, and the resultant suffering? There's still ultimate reality there. 就是有这样的境界, so there's such a state. 成佛的人呢, 从文思修得无生法忍, 成就了般若波罗蜜的智慧, 观诸法实相, 断除我人众生受者, 这些烦恼, 执着有我是最大的烦恼, 这时候就见到诸法如了。 So 成佛的人, so how about those who has attained Buddhahood? 从文思修得无生法忍. So we cultivate the three stages of wisdom. The first stage, hearing, listening, learning about wisdom. Then we have, and we retain, then we have knowledge. And with the knowledge, we contemplate, and then we have understanding. Then siu, we practice accordingly, and then we verify. Verify what we have heard and what we have understood. And then we attain to what? De wu shen fa ren. So I've explained this before. Wu shen fa. Wu shen fa is referring to the unborn element, which is basically ultimate reality. The ren here, it means the experience of it, the attainment of it. Here is not it's not the normal meaning of tolerate. So here is talking about attainment of the unborn element, which is basically ultimate reality. So 从文思修得无生法忍. So by cultivating wisdom, the wisdom from hearing, wisdom from contemplation, and wisdom from cultivation, then we attain the unborn element, the ultimate reality. 成就了般若波罗蜜的智慧, and we attain the wisdom of the prajna paramita, the prajna paramita wisdom, 观诸法实相, and we contemplate on the reality of all phenomena. In other words, again, ultimate reality, 诸法实相. So ultimate reality has many names, many descriptions. 诸法如, 诸法实相, same thing. So 断除我人众生受者. So we eradicate all the different forms of the notion of an I. So we have gone through this before. 我人众生受者. These are basically all collectively the self-identity view. The identity view. So all these defilements we remove. So then this part, 执着有我是最大的烦恼. The attachment, yeah, attachment to self, yeah, attachment thinking that, oh, there's a self, yeah. In other words, sakya ditti. So that's a very big problem. Over here it says 是最大的烦恼. So this should be referring to the later one, conceit, man. Because 我见 is the first one, the earlier one to be removed at Sutapanna. So if we say that this is 最大的烦恼, then removing this should settle all. Yeah, so this 最大的烦恼, 执着有我, this should be referring to man. Usually translated as conceit or pride. So this is more the very nascent, or no, not nascent, very almost innate, yeah, sense of a self. So it's not so much of your thinking, but just that sense. Very subtle but very deeply entrenched attachment to body and mind as this is me. So 这时候见到诸法如了. So when you practice very up to this point, now you see ultimate reality. 我们凡夫就是惑业苦附在诸法如这里, 另外没有什么. I was going to say my Buddha. My teacher put it very mildly. Yeah. We enlightened, we, not enlightened beings, we unenlightened beings. Also, what's so difficult about it? What's so different about us? Nothing much different. It's just that on top of the within this ultimate reality, yeah, within the ultimate reality, there's these three things on top of that. We have some extra, something extra. 破业苦, defilements, karma, and then the suffering that comes with it. And of course, karma here referring to the karma that is driven by the defilements. So, other than that, nothing much. 另外没什么. Huh? Do you all feel like 另外没有什么? So quite easy, right? Just remove our defilements, then we are enlightened. Huh? 另外没有什么? 成佛时说没有惑业苦, 还不足, 还要什么呢? So, 若成佛时, yeah. So as far as attaining Buddhahood is concerned, yeah, when a person attains Buddhahood, if we simply say, we don't have the defilements, don't have the unwholesome karma, don't have the suffering, 还不足, it's still inadequate. 还要什么呢? What else is needed? 要修一切善法, that you must cultivate all wholesome phenomena. So not enough. So I know some students, on and off, I will have a student come to ask me, Shifu, how do we know that we are enlightened already? How do we know? Or sometimes they'll ask, how do we know that we are not enlightened yet? Yeah, how to know? So then I ask them, so do you think you are enlightened already? They said, no. Yeah. But actually, it's not a bad question to ask. You know, it's not a bad question to ask. We should ask ourselves every day, am I enlightened yet? Yeah. Every day we should ask. When we are angry, we should ask ourselves also. Especially when we are angry. When we are greedy, when we are angry, then we should ask ourselves, are we enlightened yet? Not yet. Then what are you still angry for? You're not enlightened yet. Then why are you craving for this and that? Crave for all this, then for what? You're not enlightened yet. Huh? You're not happy, and you'll get upset. Then ask yourself, you're not enlightened yet. So that's not a bad question. Depend on how you ask him. So, 要修一切善法, then we must cultivate all wholesome Dhamma. Yeah. When we listen, when we hear this statement, how do we feel? If we feel, still have to cultivate so much things, then you are probably not enlightened. You still have inertia towards cultivating wholesome Dhamma. Yeah, you still have the kind of like, like that's so difficult. This one I cannot. That one I don't want to do. Must practice with that person. I don't want to practice.断除无量无边的惑业苦，修六波罗蜜，以无量功德庄严清净的如。So, we must cultivate all wholesome dhamma. What is it? 断除无量无边的惑业苦。So we must eradicate, yeah, the immeasurable, the boundless, defilements, unwholesome karma, and also the suffering. Siu liu po lo mi, cultivate the six perfections, the six paramita, yi wu liang gong de zhuang yan qing jing de ru. Yeah. So we using the merits, yeah, the immeasurable merits and adornment that is of purity of the of the ultimate reality. Yeah. So that is the all wholesome Dhamma. So, 则得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提. Yeah. And by cultivating in this way, then what happened? 则得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提. Then you can attain to the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. 凡夫有无量无边的惑业苦，没有无量功德。Unenlightened beings have immeasurable, boundless defilements, unwholesome karma, and then suffering. Yeah, we don't have immeasurable merits. Yeah, 断除无量无边的惑业苦，有无量功德庄严的如成佛了。Yeah, so when we can eradicate, yeah, 断除, not just suppress, not just saying, oh, today, hey, 师父, today I'm quite okay. Yeah, not just like that. It is not incidentally that we are free of defilements, but it is that you remove the roots of defilements. Yeah. 断除, eradicate, cut off the roots. 断除无量无边的惑业苦, that you have eradicated the immeasurable, boundless defilement, karma, and suffering. Then you have the suchness, yeah, the suchness of what? The immeasurable, you have the suchness that has immeasurable merits and adornment, yeah, of purity. Then you attain Buddha. Next month there will be a talk on the 10 qualities. Yeah, one of the volunteers, Sai Kiam, never attend. So. She sent me the topic list for next month. I just briefly looked through that and thought, okay, can go ahead. Then that day I was watching Kai Chen Fa's talk. Then I realized that he listed. So I thought, since he listed, then how come still ask me to give a talk? Then I realized he just lists. He never really explained. Then, but a bit too late, I already approved. So I was still thinking that day when they were sorting out the poster, I was still thinking, maybe I should ask the other volunteer, Sean, hey, wait, maybe I want to change the topic. But then I thought, always change. Later they feel disheartened. Uh, Yeah, then I thought, oh, Piang, next time I also know. I just write a lot of header. Write. Huh? I just list down the 37 factor of enlightenment. I list down the A to Z of all the Buddhist terms. Then you're going to find somebody else to explain. Yeah, but actually, the topic is the topic. You all know, sometimes I take the topic and then I transform the topic. Yeah. Because when I look at the topic says, what are these 10 qualities? And then how do we practice it? And how do we, like something like what, bring it to perfection? or how do we use it or something? So then I'm thinking, then actually also, it can also be quite easy at this coming talk. Why? Because basically ask you to go and attain Buddhahood. Yeah. So can be one line. So a few weeks later, that talk can be one line. The answer is just start on the Bodhisattva path. Not inside. Yeah, no? This is the answer. No? 修一切善法, 成就无量功德庄严的如, 清净的如, 成佛了。 须菩提所言善法者, 所说的善法是什么呢? So, what about all this? So, this, so Buddha addressed Venerable Subhuti again. Subhuti, as far as the wholesome deeds, wholesome Dharma is concerned, what are they? Yeah, so the following section then, the following line explain. So, 所说的善法是什么呢? So, 当然是求无上菩提的无漏善法,不是有漏的善法. So, as far as this wholesome Dharma is concerned, it is referring to the wholesome Dharma that is related to the pursuit of the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. Yeah, this is what is meant by wholesome Dharma over here. 不是有漏的善法. It is the wholesome Dharma that is without outflow. That means this wholesome Dharma doesn't lead to suffering. 不是有漏的善法. This is quite crucial, lah. 善法, 恶法, wholesome, unwholesome. We all can understand, right? But within wholesome, there is that which is without flow and with outflow. Without outflow and with outflow. Yeah. So, in other words, you all may be familiar the famous verse, 诸恶莫作众善奉行,自净其意是诸佛教. So avoid all evil, to do all good, to purify one's mind, that is the teaching of all Buddha, right? So the first line, avoid all evil, that is clearly unwholesome, right? And it leads to suffering. Then the second line, to do all good. So, that is wholesome. But to avoid all evil and to do all good, this can still be considered worldly. Yeah, still considered worldly. If you have not removed the wrong view of a self, if you still don't have the wisdom of anicca, dukkha, anatta, sunyata. So, in other words, if there's still the notion of a self, there's still attachment, there's still craving, then even though you are doing wholesome deeds, yeah, you observe five precepts, you really observe. So there's merits, but this leads to cyclical existence. So it's wholesome, but it still leads to suffering. Yeah, it still leads to defilements arising. You are still stuck in samsara. So that's why there's a third line. 自净其意, yeah, to purify one's mind. Purification here refers to purification of your view, yeah, and also elimination of the various factors. So we remove the wrong view of the self and remove the conceit and pride. So that's that distinction. So only when you do the third part, then you purified. Yeah, then after that, your wholesome action becomes purified. 成就了般若的智慧. So then you when you attain the wisdom, the prajna wisdom, 有大悲心, and you have great compassion. 这时候心清净故, 自净其意, 心清净故, then your mind is pure. 修的善法也清净, then the wholesome dhamma that you practice is also pure. Pure here means no attachment, no ignorance, yeah, no defilements that is tainting it. We also observe precepts. Everybody, a lot of people also observe precepts, but because we are not enlightened, when we observe precepts, there's still attachment, yeah? There's still grasping. Yeah. So in the teachings, you also learn, right? If you observe precepts, you observe eight precepts, you can get reborn in heavenly realm or as a human being, right? So still in samsara. Still in samsara.